From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. The United States and United Nations are welcoming an agreement meant to ease tensions between North and South Korea. But some analysts are warning the North may be using the talks to buy more time to develop its nuclear weapons. During their first formal discussions in more than 2 years, Pyongyang and Seoul on Tuesday agreed to hold further military talks, and North Korea agreed to send a delegation to the Winter Olympics being held next month in South Korea. Reuters correspondent Grace Lee reports.
A North Korean delegation making strides across the world's most heavily militarized border into the south, crossing it for the first time in more than 2 years. Seoul and Pyongyang kicked off formal talks on Tuesday with an optimistic outlook on the upcoming Winter Olympics, set to be held just kilometers away from the border next month. North Korea has confirmed it will also send a delegation to the Games, including high-ranking officials and athletes, along with the country's famous cheering squad, which has been a huge hit in the South in their past rare appearances. Seoul has also suggested that athletes from the two Koreas march together during events, including the opening ceremony, something they've done in past sports events as a sign of unity. Despite its narrow, primarily sports-related agenda on Tuesday, all eyes around the globe are focused on the talks, which could stretch on into the week, with world leaders eager for signs tensions over the North's nuclear program is cooling off.
Our talks begin after a long period of severed ties between the North and the South, but I believe the first step is half the journey.
South Korea proposed talks between both militaries to start and a reunion of family members in time for February's Lunar New Year holiday.
Reuters correspondent Grace Lee. This is VOA News. A suicide bomber has killed at least 6 people and wounded more than 25 others in southwestern Pakistan. The attack on Tuesday targeted a police vehicle in a high-security area in Quetta, the capital of violence-hit Baluchistan province. The anti-state Pakistani Taliban has claimed responsibility for the bombing. The World Health Organization warns that heavy rains and flooding in the Democratic Republic of Congo may worsen the country's ongoing cholera epidemic. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from WHO headquarters in Geneva.
The DRC rarely gets relief from humanitarian crises. WHO spokesman Christian Lindemeyer says that perpetual conflicts complicate efforts to respond adequately to the cholera epidemic.
Given the circumstances, with a conflict, with lack of access, with displaced people, including now flooding, this is not unusual, unfortunately. This is a situation which facilitates the spread of cholera and other waterborne diseases very badly. And the conflict, of course, makes any sort of attempt to treat or to help the people worse.
The Central African country has 4.5 million internally displaced people, the largest IDP population in Africa. The WHO warns poor access to safe water and sanitation and poor hygiene practices are the main factors driving the latest cholera outbreak. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
South African President Jacob Zuma on Tuesday announced a corruption probe into the highest levels of the country, after Parliament indicated it would move to impeach him. On December 13th, a South African court ruled that a commission be set up within 30 days to carry out such an inquiry. And President Trump told key lawmakers on Tuesday he would sign whatever legislation they agree on to protect hundreds of thousands of young immigrants from being deported and to improve security along the country's southern border with Mexico. In an extraordinary televised meeting at the White House, Trump said that comprehensive immigration reforms could be dealt with later. He said that he still believes a wall needs to be built along at least part of the 3,200-kilometer U.S.-Mexico border, but he seemed to be backing off earlier demands that it be funded immediately. He said, "When this group comes back with an agreement, I'm signing it." You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.